Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
ESPN.
ESPN 97.5.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the Gao Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
Leicester City continues to roll with a 3-1 beatdown of Manchester City. You got to love those Foxes and Jamie Vardy. Cristiano Ronaldo saying the 2022 World Cup will be his last. Canada munching down at Kenny and Ziggy's right here in Houston. Olympic qualifying on the women's side will begin here on Thursday at BBVA Compass Stadium. And how about Hope Solo? She loves to be in the news. Said she may skip the Summer Olympics in Brazil because of the Zika virus. Russia will invite Sepp Blatter and Michel Platini to the 2018 World Cup. Well, despite the fact that both guys have been banned from footballing activities for 8 years and still haven't been able to figure out why that over $1 million payment was made to Michel from Sepp. The Houston Dynamo continue their preseason prep, and fans of the Dynamo seem real quiet here in Houston. Well, there's your entree, Dynamo fans. A call in at 713-780-3776. And James and Chloe have split. Gosh, how will we do a show tonight, Mr. Tyler Scott? I'm not sure it can happen. I'm heartbroken. Such a match made in heaven. But you know what? Let's get back to the best in soccer talk and a bit of nonsense. We are on the air. We stream at ESPN975.com. Calling number throughout the night, 713-780-3776. Fresh on the heels of AJ and Fred and the Blitz. Tonight I'll air part two of the Bob Bradley interview. Now, many people reacted to that without a doubt. After I did that interview with Bob Bradley, a couple of things. Still wounded a bit. Still a bit of a wounded animal from the firing from the U.S. national team. That also drives him, I believe. A man of real serious principle, as you saw in that first interview, did some amazing things in Egypt, then went and took a first division team in Norway, and now is with Le Havre in French League Two, trying to qualify them for the first division. This would be, again, groundbreaking from a U.S. manager in Europe. Bradley's doing stuff that nobody has ever done before. We will hear part two of the Bob Bradley interview. Owen Coyle of the Houston Dynamo will weigh in on systems, competition, and more. Andrew Wenger, the new Dynamo signing from the Philadelphia Union, on the type of winger he aims to be. Plus, a former Houston area product is in the news, landing the coaching position for Northeastern at the Division I level. That's former UConn and FC Dallas player Chris Bondi. He will join us on the show as well. Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. Text the show, 713-780-3776. You can tweet me during the show at Glenn Davis Sock. It's Facebook Soccer Matters. Get over there, weigh in. And tonight we will also debut our top tweets, plus another version of Game On 490 tonight. So we started off with Cristiano Ronaldo. Now, Ronaldo has said the 2022 World Cup likely will be his last. He said this to Be In Sports and was asked for his views on Qatar, or some might say Qatar, in 2022. Why the hell is Qatar hosting a World Cup? Somebody tell me. Well, I do know the answer to that, but we won't get into that. But it's absolutely disgusting. I expect Qatar could be my final World Cup, said Cristiano Ronaldo. I often go on holidays there to Qatar as well as Dubai. I'm happy because for sure it will be my last international tournament. The 2015 season is also the first time since arriving from Manchester United in 2009 that Cristiano Ronaldo has scored in less than half his games so far this term. Ronaldo has scored 30 goals in all competitions so far, though, but often seems to be against weak opposition in La Liga or the Champions League. He's been held scoreless in games against Paris Saint-Germain in Europe and has yet to score against any of La Liga's top six. Interesting. Another reason why I would say if I was building a team, and I'll put this out to you, 713-780-3776, do you build your team around a Cristiano Ronaldo? Or do you build your team around a Lionel Messi? You have the choice between those two players. Would you take Messi or Ronaldo to build your team around? 713-780-3776. Hope Solo saying she may skip the Summer Olympics because of the Zika virus. The Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, now they begin in August, and we got a summer that is absolutely nuts when it comes to soccer. We got the Dynamo starting on March 6th against the New England Revolution and MLS kicking back off. Hard to believe it that quickly. June, you got the Copa Centenario. All over the United States, we are hosting it. All the world stars will be here. Absolutely incredible. We got three games right here in Houston at Energy. So, then you have the European Championships in July, and then in August you've got the Olympics, which for soccer fans may be the third out of the three events going on. I'm not sure. You tell me. 713-780-3776. So, again, the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro begin. The U.S. men still have to qualify with a home and away against Colombia. The U.S. women are going to begin their CONCACAF qualifying. But Hope Solo said if she had to make the decision today, she said, if I had to make the choice today, I wouldn't go. I would never take the risk of having an unhealthy child, Solo said, according to the website. I don't know when that day will come for my husband, Jeremy, and me, but personally, I reserve my right to have a healthy baby. No athlete competing in Rio should be faced with this dilemma, Solo said. Female professional athletes already face many different considerations and have to make choices that male athletes don't. Well, yeah, they can get pregnant. That's one of them. And that certainly has altered the U.S. women's national team. Two players that are key, Sydney LaRue is one of them. And I think it's Amy Rodriguez, are both pregnant. So the U.S. coach has got to work around that. We accept these particular choices as part of being a woman, said Solo. But I do not accept being forced into making the decision between competing for my country and sacrificing the potential health of a child or staying home and giving up my dreams and goals as an athlete. Competing in the Olympics should be a safe environment for every athlete, male and female alike. Female athletes should not be forced to make a decision that could sacrifice the health of a child. Well, nobody's forcing you. You're gonna be able to make whatever decision you like. If Zeke is a problem and you're worried about it, don't go. And I would respect her 100% if she didn't go. Hope Solo is in Frisco, Texas, where the U.S. begins Olympic qualifying on Wednesday against Costa Rica. And how about this from Russia? Aren't they nice? They're going to invite suspended FIFA president Sepp Blatter, such a gem of a man, and UEFA chief Michel Platini. They're going to invite him to the finals in Russia, the country's sports minister has said. Both men were handed eight-year bans from footballing activities in December following a £1.3 million payment made from Blatter to Platini in 2011, which was deemed a breach of conflict of interest regulations by FIFA ethics. Nobody ever really, Sepp and Michelle never really told us what that payment was for. I think for being a good guy. So formally, the suspension prohibits them from any position in football. This is Vitaly Mutko, who says they should be able to attend. But on the other hand, how is it that an outstanding player like Michel Platini can't go to the football? We will invite them. I see no problems with the events we are hosting. Russian President Vladimir Putin has spoken highly of Blatter in the past, suggesting he should be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his work in football. Vladimir Putin has spoken highly of Blatter in the past, suggesting he should be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for awarding Russia the 2018 World Cup. It all makes sense to me now. It is all crystallizing. Boy, what a joke the Nobel Peace Prize has become. They've done a great job of de-emphasizing that brilliant award. David De Gea stirred to earn $96.1 million. If that move to Real Madrid had gone through. Imagine that. And De Gea was outstanding in the game against Chelsea, by the way. Stood to earn $96.1 million if his move for Manchester United in this past transfer window to Real Madrid had gone through. Now, that's according to a document released by whistleblowing website Football Leaks. Geez, I hope Football Leaks doesn't disclose my salary in 1984 with the Houston Dynamos. It could be all over for me, Tyler. Could be all over. So De Gea was close to joining Madrid on the final day of the summer transfer window, but a failure to complete the required paperwork before the deadline saw the deal collapse. The document claims De Gea would have signed a six-year contract, received $12.9 million a year in wages, $12.1 million signing fee. Real Madrid and Manchester United have refused to comment on the document, as per Real Madrid and Manchester United policy. In September, De Gea signed a new four-year contract with United, believed to be worth in the region of $288,000 a week. Yeah. Give me 2 weeks of that work. Give me 1 week of that work. Fascinating. De Gea wanted to go to Real Madrid bad. He was absolutely spectacular over the weekend, the 1-1 draw with Chelsea. So I'd love to hear from Chelsea fans. I'd love to hear from you fans of Manchester United as well. Lionel Messi is undergoing treatment on kidney stones, which floored the Argentine superstar at the Club World Cup in December. Now, Barcelona have announced that the 5-time World Player of the Year is undergoing tests around these kidney problems. The Spanish champion said in a statement this past Monday, Messi is due back Wednesday when Barca face Valencia in the Copa del Rey semifinal second leg. Barcelona is in control. What was it? 7-0 the first leg. There's too many 5-6-7, 5-1 score lines in La Liga, and that's what makes La Liga difficult. Who doesn't want to watch Messi every day? Who doesn't want to watch Ronaldo? Who doesn't want to watch Barcelona every day? And Atletico Madrid, maybe. But after that, man, the gap is huge. And that's why the Premier League rules. I don't think there's any question. So, Valencia. Remember Valencia when they came and played in BBVA Compass Stadium? I think the first year against the Dynamo. That was one of the best games I saw there. That was such a fascinating night. But anyway, Barcelona beat Valencia 7-0 the first leg. Gary Neville is the coach of Valencia, believe it or not. That was a hat trick for Messi. 5-time World Player of the Year is reported to be receiving lithotripsy, a procedure involving ultrasound shock waves to break down kidney stones. Messi suffered a renal colitis, a problem commonly caused by kidney stones in Japan in December, forcing him to miss the semifinals in that Club World Cup. He recovered in time and played in the final against River Plate, a 3-0 win, and he scored the opening goal in that. So, he's got some reoccurring problems there. We've got the moment of Zen coming up. I'm going to break out a little bit here, and I'm going to talk a little Cam Newton and NFL. Hey, everybody else has. Why not us, Tyler? Why not us? I got a little bit of a different take, I think. I heard some good ones today. Nothing to dwell on. Tweets. Our new tweet segment is coming up, Soccer Matters Tweets. They will come up in the next segment as well, and we'll take that quick break. But let's line up some phone calls. Like I said, Dynamo fans, there's a lot of chirping crickets here. I'm wondering if you're excited about this season. I'm wondering where you are. I'm wondering whether you have an opinion. And it's all out there tonight. It's the global game of football. It's 713-780-3776. Quick word here as we go to break. For the Daspit Law Firm, they work for you 24-7. Houston personal injury attorneys, they handle personal injury cases, plant and refinery, medical injuries, industrial accidents, 18-wheeler, boat, car, wrongful death. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915, DaspitLaw.com. Now, with the Daspit Law Firm, you can rest more assured in times of stress depending on the circumstances of your accident. You've got the right hard-hitting personal injury attorney, John Daspit, and company on your side to fight for your right for compensation. Contact the Daspit Law Firm, supporters of the game of soccer, 713-364-0915, toll-free 888-273-1045 in English and Spanish. And Soccer Matters, thanks, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Let's take a Bud Light break. Everything gets better.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gao Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
Hey, soccer fans, Amigo Energy is pumped about the new year with the second half of the European seasons to be concluded, the Clausura and the buildup to the start of Major League Soccer, plus the Copa Centenario right here in Houston. Weekends are going to be chock full of excitement from here on out. And with that in mind, Amigo Energy is excited to tell you that when you curl up to watch the EPL Saturday mornings or Major League Soccer come spring, you won't pay for energy. That's right. Amigo Energy's weekends free program is just that. No energy charge from Friday, 7 p.m. through Sunday at midnight. So go ahead, invite the friends over, entertain, watch, enjoy, and don't pay for energy all weekend, courtesy of Amigo Energy. It's Amigo Energy's featured product for the month at www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. One more time, www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Support Amigo Energy. Save money. I like it. You like it. Saving money is a good thing. So go online, learn more, or call 888-995-9299. 888-995-9299. Enroll in Amigo Energy free weekends at amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. And welcome back, everybody, as we continue on. So the Premier League looks like this now. On 53 points is Leicester City. Spurs at 48. Arsenal at 48, and Manchester City at 47. A couple of big games coming up this weekend. I believe Sunday is an amazing back-to-back morning. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we get into the show. So the moment of zen is Cam Newton, who then comes out today. Do we have that soundbite, Tyler, of him talking about him walking out?
See if I can
find it. We might try to find that. But anyway, he admitted in this, I don't know what it was. I don't know what he was trying to validate. But he defended that he admitted he's a sore loser after he walked out on the media after Sunday's loss to Denver in the Super Bowl 50. He walked out on the reporters. He answered only a handful of questions, short answers, 24-10 loss. He had the, you know, the hoodie on. He was looking down. He was quoted as, "I've been on record to say I'm a sore loser. Who likes to lose? You show me a good loser, I'm going to show you a loser. It's not a popularity contest. I'm here to win football games." Yeah, that's cool. I like that. Newton said if he offended anyone, that's cool. He added, "But I know who I am, and I'm not about to conform nor bend for anybody's expectations because your or anybody else's expectations will never exceed mine." I mean, this guy totally blew it. He had a great opportunity to correct things and really use the opportunity to blossom. Who doesn't question that with Cam Newton? Man's a massively unbelievable athlete. He's won the Heisman Trophy, won NCAA championship, ran ramshod over the NFL pretty much all season. So like any fan, what people wouldn't want him to maybe grow after the way his career has gone? And by the way, it's part of your job in the NFL is to talk to the press. I don't think any of the questions were too dumb. And by the way, let's compare it to the Premier League where managers have to go in front of the microphones. And I'll tell you, 99% of the time they handle it eloquently and with a lot of respect and professionalism. And sometimes they get upset too. That's okay. That's part of the territory. But boy, what an opportunity he had. Kind of show that he was maybe growing a bit. So what's going to be the main storyline for Cam Newton next year, Tyler? For me, it's going to be, oh, is Cam Newton mature enough to take the Carolina Panthers and win a Super Bowl? Anyway, I'm over the whole role model thing. Just be a pro, man. It was too bad. All right, you want to do tweets of the week here? I think it's time for that. And by the way, phone line is 713-780-3776. We're debuting a new segment right now.
Soccer Matters presents the top tweets from the world of soccer.
All right, we started off today. Number one, we go local. At Will Brune of the Houston Dynamo, quote, after a great turnout of 1,000 fans at our first open practice this year, the team can't wait to do it again February 13th. That would be this weekend against Houston Baptist University, and then the Dynamo will open on March 6th. I'd love to hear from some Dynamo fans. Are you guys out there breathing? Are you ready for this season? You got a playmaker in Maidana from Argentina. Are you ready? Number two comes in at Sal Zeeso. I love this one because this is kind of, in some ways, emblematic of a lot of soccer players, certainly during my time. Sal Zeeso, New York Red Bulls, quote, my attempt at filing my own taxes this year was a failure. Filing in 8 different states. No thanks. Hashtag athlete problems. Hashtag hire a professional. And number three, at Jazz AFC, quote, so glad football doesn't have BS like a halftime show. Imagine Flo Rida coming out when we were 2-1 down to Hull at Wembley. And that's Jazz at Jazz AFC. Guess didn't like the NFL halftime show. I liked it. So that is our tweets of the week. Courtesy of at Will Brune, at Sal Zeeso, and at Jazz AFC. As we continue on here, Premier League action will roll on this weekend. The Houston Dynamo tonight are playing against Vancouver out in Tucson, Arizona. Their preseason continues. They're doing these sort of 30-minute segments. Dynamo sort of regulars are expected to get pushed into about 60 minutes now tonight. And then I think one of those 30-minute sessions is going to be based on using a lot of younger players. So actually got 120 minutes to work with tonight as the Dynamo preseason continues. Like you heard in the Will Bruin tweet, they will be back in action here in Houston on Saturday against Houston Baptist University. 713-780-3776. Is a number to call in here tonight, 713-780-3776, whatever is on your soccer mind here tonight. And we will take your phone calls. So Owen Coyle will come up later in the show. We've posted a couple of things over Facebook, Soccer Matters, including I channeled my inner Cam Newton today. And below that, does Mexico have a goalkeeping problem? That's been posted up over on Facebook Soccer Matters as well. And it's an interesting question, a legitimate question. They'd certainly have some talented goalkeepers. Is it a problem? I don't think so. I actually think they've got some pretty solid goalkeepers. This writer is saying this is a real concern for Juan Carlos Osorio. Mexico, by the way, will play on Wednesday. And they will play Senegal. Goalkeepers available for Juan Carlos Osorio is Alejandro Palacios of Pumas, Cruz Azul's Jesus Corona, who I would have said would have been the number one, but he's had a lot of form problems. Had a difficult Copa America in Chile. But I don't know who's going to replace him, except for Guillermo Ochoa. Ochoa just doesn't get to play much. He's made some mistakes in going to Europe, Ochoa. So I don't know. If you're a Mexico fan, is it Jesus Corona? Is it Guillermo Ochoa? Moises Munoz? I don't think it's a big problem. FC Dallas' Jesse Gonzalez, who got to play in the playoffs. He's a talented goalkeeper. He's another one that could be in the mix. So we'll see. We'll see what Mexico does on Wednesday night. Very important sort of warm-up game against Senegal. And Mexico and Juan Carlos Osorio will be a part of that. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Second hour tonight, we will have Dynamo manager Owen Coyle on a variety of subjects. We'll start the second hour off with part two of the Bob Bradley interview. We will then move on and move into the territory of Chris Bondi, who is a local Houston product that was signed by Northeastern to be their head coach at the NCAA Division I level. And we'll also hear from Andrew Wenger, the Dynamo wide man on the competition in the wide area for the Houston Dynamo. If you're a Dynamo fan, do you like the fact that now you have a stockpile of wide players? Andrew Wenger, Lionel Miranda, Giles Barnes, Rob Lovejoy. Excited about that? Is it enough depth? Seems like a lot of competition has been built there. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number to weigh in here tonight. This is the Best in Soccer Talk on ESPN 97.5. It's Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. And we will continue to talk the world's game here. Ed Woodward is facing a huge grilling over the fear that Manchester United, and this is a big point here. Remember, if they don't make the Champions League, the amount of money that's going to be lost. If, in fact, Spurs, and this is what I truly hope, if Spurs gets a top four place and a Champions League place, think of the money that they will haul in. Think of the money Leicester will haul in if they end up in the top four. It's all about the Champions League and a Champions League place. So that's why the dilemma at United is fascinating. And from a business standpoint, as a global brand, their share price has dropped to its lowest points in December 2012. Even guys like Michael Carrick are now sort of slipping out hints that winning the title are not realistic. Is not realistic. Can you imagine a Manchester United player saying that? But Ed Woodward's under real pressure from investors if they don't qualify for the Champions League. Now, they're expected to have a big conference call on Thursday. They're in fifth place now. They're 6 points behind Manchester City, who has also had the sort of off-field victory in signing Pep Guardiola to be their manager, which, by the way, is it not? It's too much. Come on. We're signing guys with 4 or 5 months left in seasons. I don't like it. I don't like it. I mean, they haven't completed their work with one team, and they're already thinking about what they're going to do for another. This is the way it's worked. And by the way, I don't fault Bayern Munich for what they did, because when Guardiola failed to give them an answer if he was going to come back or not, Bayern Munich just said, okay, well, I guess our run with you is over. We'll just go hire Carlo Ancelotti. We'll keep winning stuff. But without a doubt, Pep Guardiola, obviously, considered the number one manager in the world, was the target of Manchester City, who, by the way, could still win the Champions League and the Premier League under Manuel Pellegrini. And Pellegrini knows he's gone. Does the incentive for any of these coaches, does it get split now? Is Pellegrini spending a lot of time trying to find out where his next job is? Does that take away from Manchester City preparation and focus? I don't think there's any question. I don't care how professional you say they are. You know they're spending time thinking of these things. Guardiola's spending time thinking about who he's going to convince to come to Manchester City. It's fact. It doesn't mean their behavior's not going to be professional, but they're now divided with their loyalties. They're divided with their thought processes. They're already trying to get a jump on the next season while trying to finish out one where they are strong. 713-780-3776 is the number. I thought the 1-1 draw at Chelsea was a good game. Jesse Lingard's goal for Manchester United, are you kidding? Absolutely stunning goal. Incredible turn. Incredible hit. Courtois not even close to it. It's a fascinating time. Because that Champions League money, that's where it is at when it comes to world soccer. Daspit Law Firm works for you 24/7. Houston personal injury attorneys handle personal injury cases, plant and refinery accidents, medical, industrial, 18-wheeler, right on down to boat and car, and wrongful death. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915, DaspitLaw.com. Now, you know with the Daspit Law Firm, you can rest more assured in times of stress that you've got a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side. It's a situation where you have someone guiding you in an emotional period. They're going to fight for your right for compensation. Contact the Daspit Law Firm, supporters of the game of soccer, 713-364-0915. Toll free, 888-273-1045 in English and Spanish. Soccer Matters, thanks. The Daspit Law Firm. Let's get your take tonight, 713-780-3776. We'll take some phone calls when we come back. This is the Best in Soccer Talk.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gau Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, Bud Light fans, don't forget, Bud Light is the official beer of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. They remind you to get over to Soccer Matters on Facebook and support Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Bud Light reminds you that they are the perfect beer for whatever happens. Bud Light is the official beer of Soccer Matters right here on ESPN 97.5. We wouldn't be on the air without them. Our thanks to Bud Light, and we'll continue to talk about Bud Light here tonight on the program. Again, 713-780-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's start with Dylan here. Dylan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn. Greetings. You on your listeners? How are you doing, sir?
Doing good, sir. Thank you very much for the phone call. How are you?
I just wanted to just say a great show, and I just hope that Manu could reach the Champions League this year because, you know, they've been up and down, but they need that push. What do you think about that?
Who will reach the Champions League? Who do you want to reach? Say that one
again,
more.
Glenn?
Say that again. Who do you want to reach the Champions League?
No, I would like Manny to be in the Champions League. Manny,
oh, Manchester United.
Champions League this year. I know they're struggling, but it will be a great plus, you know?
Well, we were just talking about that, and the financial implications of this. Stock prices are down. I mean, we have to remember what a global business Manchester United is. So making it to the Champions League for any of these big clubs is a huge loss of money. Chelsea's going to lose out on some huge money. But the flip side of it is I love to see the cash infusion for clubs like Tottenham and Leicester City if they can hold on and both secure top four spots. And I think this year it is totally achievable. I think it is totally achievable.
Well, I'm excited for this season with the Dynamos. This year I'm going to be taking some of my players to each game, at least four or five players to each game. So I'm looking forward to all the home games this year, Glenn. So.
The opener?
Dynamos come out with a blazing bullet for us to have those, how to stay making noise, you know. And my last thought is for all the young listeners and sports athletes out there, don't be sore losers, you know. You in the finals, you should be grateful. Not everybody get to play the last game. And Cam Newton should be grateful to be playing in the 50th Super Bowl as a youngster, you know. So hats off to Peyton Manning. And the Denver Broncos. And Glenn, you know you're the best Soccer Matters in Houston, 95.7, 97.5.
Thank you very much, Dylan. We appreciate your phone call. I like the fact that Dylan's going to be taking young players out up close and personal to professional soccer.
Thank you very much, Dylan.
That's a big big part of it. That has to be a part of player development when you're working with young players, and that is the amazing opportunity you have in Houston. You've got a soccer-specific stadium here. You've got a club here. Not everybody has that in their city. Use it as a part of your player development. Take your kids down there. Get them up close and personal. You walk them in that stadium one time, you never know what it means down the road. You never know. You can't begin to know. But I believe, as anybody who's working with youth in this town, if you're not bringing them to games, you're not completing your job, because you've got an absolutely incredible tool right in front of you. It's simple. It's fun. It can take the place of a soccer training session. And whether you like MLS or not as a coach, you should, because it's in your town here. But whether you like it or not, it doesn't matter. It's what those players will mean to those young players. You walk in that building, you see an incredible stadium, the investment in the game of soccer. Kids go, wow, soccer is huge. One day I want to play in that stadium with the Houston Dynamo. That's what it's all about. Can't miss out on that. 713-780-3776. One of our great sponsors of this show is Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. Joining us now, he's Jan Christensen. Jan.
Hey, Glenn.
Great to have you on the show. Hey, just tell me a little bit about our conversation earlier this afternoon, because you and I were talking so much about Leicester. I'm going to do a little thing on Leicester here shortly and give you some of my deep feelings, but what a story they are.
What a story that is, and it shows that you don't need to have superstars to have a, but you need to have teamwork, and you need to have players who understand each other, who follow the system, who are disciplined, and they work hard, and then you can go a long way, man. And it's just amazing to watch them, and you know, I'm giving them a good chance to go all the way, but I think, man, we have to look at the last three games they have in of the season. Is Manchester United, Everton, and Chelsea. Chelsea at Stamford Bridge and so on. So there's going to be some tough games. And, of course, but we'll know a lot more on Sunday when they play Arsenal. You know, I think, can they get a point out of that game?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Their team spirit is ridiculously good. They're passing all the tests. I think most of the critics out there said they would not be still hanging in at this point. They would have begun to fade. They haven't. They've won games without Jamie Vardy, who continues to lead the league in scoring. This is... Yeah, it's easy to say it's just about Vardy and Mahrez, but it's also about the collective team spirit. It's also about the managerial job of Claudio Ranieri, how focused he has them. They're focused on the next game. They're shoving out of their minds the whole seduction of the title talk. They're protecting themselves. They're protecting their integrity of focus. It's an incredible story.
And, look at the two central defenders, Morgan and Huth there. How they're two big guys, man, that just totally don't dominate that central defense there, you know, which is awesome to see.
Robert Huth had two goals in the 3-1 win over City,
and
by the way, their payroll, in a minute, I'm going to tell people about, and it is so beyond everything else in the league. I mean, there's one player that was bought for what the entire Leicester City team was bought for, who plays for Manchester City, De Bruyne. But anyway, right now I want to talk about Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. This is the best modern furniture in town. By the way, Jan, I'm going to be leaving my one-bedroom cozy apartment. That means I'm going to be moving into a townhome, back into a townhome I have, and that means I'm going to have to come in and do some shopping. So if I were to come in and do some shopping at Danish Inspirations this weekend, what would you tell me?
Oh, man, we just got some beautiful new leather sectionals with electric recliners in them that are absolutely so awesome to watch the Premier League in. And, of course, we have our good old stressless recliners. I know you have one already, but the stressless recliners, to watch the Premier League in those, just, man, it's like just being at the stadium almost, but just in a lot of comfort.
No, that thing's dangerous for me. If I sit down on that during the day, I end up falling asleep and I don't get any work done.
And of course we got a lot of brand new bathroom sets in, absolutely awesome from Italy, and you know, we have a lot of good things going on. So So people come in, you know, and what maybe watch a Premier League game on our television and hang around the store and see some beautiful contemporary furniture, Ken. And I love the show, Ken, and thanks for all you do for soccer in town, man. I appreciate that.
It's Fondren and Westheimer. It's Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. I mean, it's like a soccer field full of choices in there.
Yes,
if you're into the modern contemporary furniture, go in there, ask for Jan. It is the place to be.
All right, Ben. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, Jan. Jan Christensen, and tell you what, how does Jan sell furniture? Because he's constantly watching the game. He's been on some of our roundtables. Pretty incredible. All right, I think it's that time, Tyler. Could be game on for 90, right?
Game on, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game on.
With Game On for 90.
Game on. All right, to feed off Jan Christensen and Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, the best sports story. Yes, I said the best sports story in the world. Now, it's not Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos, although I like seeing him go out a winner if he actually does retire. Hey, by the way, let me have a swig of my Bud Light right now and think about that. The best sports story in the world resides in Leicester, England, with Leicester City Football Club. The team called the Foxes are atop the best soccer league in the world, the English Premier League, by 5 points. They're doing it with a manager considered over the hill in Claudio Ranieri, whose team costs just under 8 times as much as Manchester City and comes in at a meager £54.4 million. Now, compare that to Manchester City's spending and their £418 million squad, whose signing Kevin De Bruyne cost £54.8 million alone. That's more than the entire team of Leicester City. Now, by the way, they thumped Manchester City 3-1 this past weekend, reminding us that it's not just about money and how much one can spend. This one is for the little guy. Few critics believed Leicester City could hold their great start, yet here we are. A collective spirit, unselfish play, the belief that they will outwork everyone has paid off. Confidence in each other. Stars like Jamie Vardy, who only a few years back was in the fifth division of football in England. He leads all the Premier League scores while Riyad Mahrez continues to wow. Based on their budget, based on their collective play, and the wisdom of a legendary but reborn manager in Claudio Ranieri, Leicester City, atop the English Premier League, is a global sports story. And that is Game On for 90.
Yes.
All right, so, like your thoughts on Leicester City, 713-780-3776. We are going up tonight against the New Hampshire primaries, right? Yeah. Manchester City ran into a team that when it lost the ball, it's just incredible how many bodies they got around the likes of Sergio Aguero and company. But, yeah, Leicester City is the top of the league. And they're going to be at top of the league next week, no matter what happens at Arsenal. But that Arsenal test this weekend is another one, and they continue to pass the tests. So talk about pressure and people saying Leicester City would break apart. They won't be able to handle the pressure. It's not happening. These guys got backbone. They got a manager with backbone who's doing a brilliant job of keeping people focused on the here and now. I don't think there's any question. I was listening to the BBC, I think, and Alan Shearer compared this Leicester City version to the less than fashionable Blackburn Rovers team of 94 and 95. That limped across the finish line. They dropped points along the way. But that team was a little bit different. There was a lot more money put into Blackburn. Leicester's already made a huge statement. And the statement is also that there's going to be more TV money. They're going to be able to take that TV money. They're going to be able to protect their assets. Vardy was just signed through 2019. Why would he want to leave? He's in a team that is perfect for him. He's competing for a title. Why would he want to go to a Manchester City or a Manchester United? Especially with the success they're having right now, with no guarantees going to those other clubs. They got experience. They got vets. They got nothing to lose, and they know it. it's not going to be about them wilting under any pressure because they've already proven that they can handle pressure. Only way they're not going to win the title is if teams begin to figure out how to beat them. Now, let's go back to the whole Pellegrini thing and, you know, the hiring of Pep Guardiola. I don't know if you like that. I some people are going to say this is just the way football works in this modern age. It's all about money, which we do know. That's true. But managers being hired when they still have, you know, 3 or 4 months left in a season, strange. Could you imagine that happening here in American sports? And like I said before, Pep Guardiola's got his mind on Manchester City. It's divided now with Bayern Munich. You can tell me how much of a pro he is and all that. I get it, but he's got his mind on another club as well now. Because he knows Carlo Ancelotti's coming to Bayern Munich. Sure, his pride, he's going to want to go out a winner, no doubt. He's going to want to win the Champions League. But he's thinking about Manchester City, no question. No question. So I find it, I don't know, it's a part of sports I don't like now. Imagine people are working behind the scenes while they're working with teams and people are putting sweat equity into it. Here's my favorite story of the weekend, though. It was the Liverpool fan walkout. 10,000 Liverpool fans walked out at Anfield. It was a 2-2 draw with Sunderland. They made an amazing statement. Now, this is where fans can make a statement. We don't see any of those. We never see something like this in the U.S. When's the last time you saw any fans walk out of a game in the United States because they were, you know, because they were protesting ticket prices? And not only that, this was a suggested rise in ticket prices next year. So these fans were being preemptive. They also are walking out with the knowledge that they know the Premier League has got a huge monster TV deal. And you would think with the TV deal they're going to get that prices might even go down to reward and stroke the fans. But no. Liverpool suggested the prices are going to rise. So what does it mean to fans over there? They think it's greed. And they think fans are just customers and not supporters. But it's getting cost prohibitive. Feels like a money grab. Remember Toronto FC? Just started blowing the ticket prices out of the water because they thought people just wanted to show up for beer, and then one day they had enough. But I heard Jamie Carragher, also a former player, walked with the fans in that one. Pretty important. Pretty strong message from Jamie Carragher. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to start some of our interviews. We'll get Bob Bradley, part two, coming up right around the corner. There's so much more to talk about here tonight, but we're going to run some great interviews now coming up here. As we head to break, quick word for Bud Light. Bud Light reminds you they are the official sponsors of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Bud Light reminds you they are the perfect beer for whatever happens. Bud Light is the official beer of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters, we thank you, Bud Light, for all your support of the great game of soccer.